Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome to the October edition of Our Town. On our Doc Talk today, we are going to be discussing talent acquisition, which is very huge for hospitals and of course, in many businesses at all, getting to bring the right people in the right place. And with us today, we have Brett Crane, Misty Wadzik, and Dr. Heather MacArthur with us today. And Brett, let's start with you. Give me a little bit about your title and kind of a little bit of background.
Sure, happy to. And thanks for having us, George. I'm Brett Crane. I'm System Director of Talent Acquisition here at Peace Health. I've been with the organization about 6 years. Been in healthcare in the recruitment space for about 20 years. Prior to that, I was a school teacher, and prior to that, I was in the Navy. But prior to that, I was a graduate of Pleasant Hill High School and used to play against Florence in sports at a long time ago, was the Sky-M League.
Wow, we really didn't
know Florence well.
We didn't really need that part of it, you know. I'm just kidding. the Pleasant Hill Billies there. That's it.
Well, I'm not sure who came up with that genius name.
There you go.
Pleasant Hill Billies.
Well, that's pretty cool. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's great. Misty, what about you?
Hi, my name is Misty Wadzik, and I am the nurse manager for the emergency department care management and utilization review here at Peace Harbor. I came to Florence as a transplant from Northern California. Been a nurse for going on 18 years, and I'm originally from the kind of Northern California area, California State University Chico, Wildcats, and my master's degree was in emergency and disaster management from American Military University. So relatively new to this Florence area, but absolutely love it here.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, Dr. MacArthur, I know most people have heard you before on this program, but we do occasionally get some new people that come into town. So if you just give us a little bit about your bio and your background.
Sure, George. And as always, I'm happy to be with you today. Thank you for having us. I'm Dr. Heather MacArthur, and I am the Chief Medical Officer for Peace Harbor Medical Center and the clinics. And I'm a practicing emergency physician and hospitalist. I did residency in both internal medicine and emergency medicine out in West Virginia, and was lucky enough to get to come to Florence, Oregon about 6 years ago, and have had a wonderful time since coming here. And by background, I am an Army kid at heart, and so I've pretty much moved my whole life, so landing in Florence has been a wonderful thing.
Well, we are so happy to have you. It's just been wonderful getting to know you over the time that we've spent, and I really appreciate what's going on there at Peace Harbor Hospital, so thank you. Part of what makes Peace Harbor Hospital so unique and so great is the people that we bring in. And that's kind of why we're here today, to talk about talent acquisition. Brett, I guess you're on the largest component of that, I guess, from your title. Tell me a little bit about what talent acquisition is and why it's important for healthcare.
Sure. Well, as you may know, George, Peace Health is a not-for-profit health system here in the Pacific Northwest, stretching across 3 states, 10 hospitals, just about 95 clinics in Washington, Oregon, Alaska. And one of my favorite medical centers is there in Florence. So that's what my department does is we're charged with recruiting talent, frankly, to the communities that we serve. In terms of the importance of talent acquisition in healthcare, it probably goes without saying, but you asked. Talent acquisition is essential to meet the needs of our mission and meet the needs of the community. We obviously need the talent. Essentially, it's recruitment, but the term recruitment probably doesn't fully capture what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, I think when people hear recruitment, you tend to think filling job requisitions, bodies, and we're recruiting people. And so not just is it necessary that they have the requisite training and background, but also are they good fits for our community and our clinics and our hospitals in terms of their values, their beliefs, what they're like to work with, and the nature of their training. Are they fully abreast of modern developments? Are they attending top tier training institutions? It's more than just recruiting. It truly is recruiting talent that are good long term fits for our communities.
Now, in a community like ours, it's a little more difficult because of the ruralness, and people have to kind of want to be in a place like this. And Dr. MacArthur, from the administrative standpoint, I remember growing up in private schools, and it was always a little bit harder to get a teacher to come to a private school because they may not have got paid as much as a public school did. When it comes to stuff like that, is that a similar thing, or not-for-profit hospitals right up there with the rest of it as far as recruitment with salaries and stuff like that go?
So, George, I think the way that Peace Health structure is built, we come in about middle of the road. We tend to aim for about middle when it comes to the economy of the jobs for the physicians. But what we do offer are some incentives for coming to a rural environment. You know, there's some tax incentives, there's some loan reimbursement incentives, and then there's the opportunity to work in a smaller environment where there's such a population that what often is called, you know, if you use government terms, underserved, right? But it's that population that doesn't have access to medical care necessarily, like you might get in a bigger community such as Eugene or even Portland. And so I think there's a lot of physicians that are and APCs such as nurse practitioners and PAs who are drawn to that smaller, more rural thought process and opportunity to serve. And so there are some things that do draw those providers in. Other things that we tend to hear a lot from those who do come here are just the opportunities to get outside. You know, we always say, if you come to Florence and you're bored, it's because you didn't get outside. And so we definitely use that when we talk to our potential candidates. And I've actually had some funny conversations with people. I had a candidate I talked to one time who asked how many malls we had here. And I said, if you're coming looking for malls, this is probably not going to be the fit for you. But if you're looking for a great place to kayak, this is probably going to be a good one. And so as Brett said, trying to find a candidate who has the right fit that's going to be able to commit to this community and then have that community be a good fit for them as well, so they want to stay, finding that good relationship that will go forward long term.
Now, Misty, would you say the same applies for the nursing field as well? Are people looking for that, that special place that maybe not be as hectic or chaotic, a little bit better workplace, a more rural environment? Do you find that the same with the nurses?
Yeah, for the most part, our nurses are really looking for the same thing. They're looking for a place that they can fit in, where they can have some shared governance in their role, so they can actually empowered to make decisions and that impact care, because we want to do what's right for our patients. And that's something that we really strive towards, having shared governance, having our nurses have a voice. That's really something that draws nurses to places, and something that we're definitely leading on. And then the same thing of culture. You know, our nurses want to go somewhere where they're respected, where they're not just a placeholder. They're someone that's actually appreciated, respected for their job, and that they fit in well. I think that's probably one of the greatest things I've seen since coming to Peace Harbor, is just that culture of acceptance and small town feel of a family when you work together. And then really the opportunity to have access to things all over the board. You know, it could be that they're going kayaking, or they can go decompress on the beach. But if they wanted to go to the city and go shopping, they can be there in an hour. Or, you know, the other towns around us and all the unique things that Florence has. And I think that's really our draw, is culture and location.
Do you find that with the recruiting of nurses, that it's as important as with a doctor to find the certain specialties, so that you don't necessarily overlap along the different specialties, so that a nurse can feel more empowered because her specialty is one that people would go to, and then another nurse would have a specialty that those people would go to? So that kind of gives them, you know, sort of a sense of purpose?
Yeah, and I know a lot of our nurses have done a variety of different things over their career, and that's what kind of draws them to the critical access facilities, where they can still focus on their specialty, but use the skills they've learned throughout their career. You know, some people think you go to a small facility and maybe you're not going to do as many things, but it's actually the opposite. If you're a small facility, you're going to learn to do a lot of things very well, because you may not have the resources that a larger facility with more specialties would have. So it gives them the opportunity to really practice at the top of their scope, where they can do you know, the things that they've really trained well over the years on in their specialty area, but keep up skills in other areas that they may have lost if they were in a larger facility.
So sort of in a follow-up question there, then when you're interviewing, and anybody can answer this, when you're interviewing for a position, are you looking for someone that is also excited about education? Because it sounds to me like they have opportunities to learn more while they're here.
Yeah, I absolutely think that that's something I have conversations with, and with every candidate, is, you know, are they a lifelong learner? Do they want to have learn new things, become a champion of something that they're very passionate about, and teach other staff members? Those are things that are really important, because it helps us to grow and provide better care to our community. And nurses love having those conversations about the opportunities that are available to them for continuing education. Like Dr. MacArthur was saying, tuition reimbursement. How can we continue to be the best versions of ourselves and do what we really got into this career to do? And that's a conversation we have a lot.
On this edition of Doc Talk, we're talking talent acquisition with Dr. Heather MacArthur, who is our Chief Medical Officer at Peace Harbor Hospital. Brett Crane and Misty Wadzik are both with us today. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more on this edition of Doc Talk.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. They're our patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
On this edition of Doc Talk, we're talking talent acquisition with 3 members of Peace Health. We have Brett Crane, Misty Wadzik, and Dr. Heather MacArthur with us today. Now, we talked about talent acquisition to increase nursing and providers at Peace Health. How about some stats? What needs or specialties have we filled, and what progress have we made? And Dr. MacArthur, we'll start with you locally here at Peace Harbor.
That's a great question, George. It's interesting in the 3 years that I've been doing this role to watch as we definitely went through a challenging time where we lost a couple providers, whether it was to attrition of retirement or to just some different personal challenges that those individuals had or opportunities that they faced. You know, as people leave, we look for reasons why they leave and try to learn from that so that we can better change our recruitment efforts or help to meet those needs in the future. And so we went through a period where we were down almost seven providers in the outpatient setting and for our primary care providers. And then we needed an emergency physician. And then we have needed a couple in the hospitalist realm. We also needed a orthopedic surgeon. And then amazingly, in the last 2 years, we have filled every single opening that we had for nurse practitioners and PAs in primary care. We filled our orthopedic surgeon spot that opened. We filled our emergency physician spot that opened. We've been able to get some, we call relief hospitalists to fill in that are working about a week a month that are on a semi-permanent basis. We've just been very successful. We even recruited to behavioral health nurse practitioner. So it's been fairly successful over the last 2 years to fill back in. Kind of took some hits during the COVID time period with people wanting to move closer to family and seek some other opportunities. So a little bit of turnover that happened with that, and definitely some success. We still have some openings for physicians in our outpatient primary care area. And I know that our patients feel the need of that we hear all the time, desires to have more opportunities to be with providers that are physicians. So we're actively still recruiting for two more physicians. And I'm happy to announce that we were able to hire a geriatric nurse practitioner who's a specialist in her field, who'll be joining us at the end of this month. We've also been able to hire an additional two providers to help in our emergency department due to our busy emergency room. We've increased that need there, and we have a new PA and a new nurse practitioner who have started there. So there's been just continued growth and trying to meet the needs of our community as our community continues to get more and more busy over time.
When I hear you talk about that, it almost sounds like, you know, we were really down because you mentioned so many positions that were filled there, but you also attribute that to the busier needs of the hospital now, as well as probably as well as maybe the culture of the hospital is growing a little bit.
I would agree. I think that there's been a marked increase in the desire to continue to meet the needs of our patients in a more timely manner, and also a need of the community. It's interesting. I hear stories of before my time of a little bit more of a sleepy emergency department where people could drive up and just walk right in. And now we're seeing increased wait times. And one thing that I would share with you as Misty, who is our emergency department manager, has worked so hard to be able to help decrease our wait times in our emergency room by improving our nurse staffing. And with that has come the need to have more providers available to decrease that wait. And so as each need has been identified, as we continue to fill this need for providers to be there for patients, we're seeing the need to hire more and more providers. And so as we try to meet those needs, we're able to recruit them and bring them in. And I'm very grateful that those that we've recruited in the last couple of years have stayed. We're finding a lot of success with that. We've had some neat opportunities, people that have come into the community, some pretty cool stories that have come along the way of people that have come and stayed.
Misty, as far as the emergency department goes, do you feel like your wish list has been fulfilled, or are there still some people that you would like to see integrated into that department?
Well, I'm I'm very happy to say that we are much closer to being where I would like to be, my goal state, than we were a year ago. As Dr. MacArthur said, we're a growing emergency department. Just a few years ago, we were seeing 9,000 patients in a year. This year, we'll probably break over the 11,000 marker, and about 200 patients that come in for traumas. So we're definitely seeing that increase and the need in the community. I'm very happy to say that right now we actually have almost every nursing position filled, but we're working to bring in some more care staff as well that will help support the needs of the community. So a social worker, care coordinators, and support staff to help with the management of patients in the emergency department, but also outside of that, you know, making sure we have short-term follow-up, that we're calling and checking in on people, that if they've had falls at home, we have a way to go out into the community with our mobile integrated health program to go make sure that they don't have another fall. So we're doing a lot of work to bolster the care that happens in the emergency department, but also outside in the community, so that people may not need our services as much in the future if we can prevent some things. So there's a lot of, you know, amazing people that have come into our team, and just a few more positions that we're hoping to fill that will really make us able to do that comprehensive whole patient care that we want to do.
So a little off topic again, though, but not too much off. You mentioned the increase in the amount of people seen, and I'll use the politically correct term. Has there been a larger percentage of friendly faces that have visited over the last couple of years, or are these actual new emergency patients or new people coming in with injuries and things?
Yeah, so, you know, in a lot of the larger facilities, you'll have those friendly faces, and we do have a share of those, but we don't have that issue to the degree that some of the other facilities in the state and actually, you know, the nation are having. These are very much so new people, especially as we have tourism in our region. The summer months are definitely our highest volume, where it's people that we may not have ever seen before, never been in the Peace Health system at all. So it's not so much friendly faces, but a lot of unique, independent, and emergency needs.
Okay. Now, we talked a little bit about this with Dr. MacArthur. You mentioned a little bit about, you know, how we describe Florence when we're talking to people. But Brett, what are we working to do to draw in caregivers to Florence? I assume, like you said, imagine describing the environment that they're going to be in. But what kind of things are happening on that edge there?
Sure. Well, surveys make clear to us nationally that the number one sort of parameter for candidates is geographic location, whether that be they want to be near family or where they're from, perhaps. But oftentimes there are also features of the geography that they're after. And so that is absolutely something we accentuate in our presentation of Florence. We've referenced access to the outdoors, just the natural beauty, the Gulf, the rivers, the coast, the dunes, the very pronounced sense of community that there is in Florence. And we've experienced firsthand as Peace Health, when we were first invited to the community, the kind of the fundraising was phenomenal and well beyond what the kind of the goal was. And then the same thing happened with the expansion of the emergency department. So just a very palpable sense of community that is in Florence is definitely a selling feature to us. And also we've referenced the kind of the increase in demand for our services. Well, that's not a Florence specific issue. That's a national issue. Shortages of physicians, nurses, allied staff, and therapists. We just, due to the fact that we're a growing population and then also an aging population, as principally the kind of baby boomer generation enters into a period in their lives where they're requiring more health care, as we all do as we age, we're seeing that manifested in increased volumes of demand for services. But circling back to your question, George, Florence gives us an awful lot to accentuate in our national advertising, our regional advertising, and our success rate with candidates when they come for a visit. is phenomenal. I mean, the trick is getting them, and they look at that Florence on a map and like, oh, it looks pretty geographically isolated. Just come check it out. And when people do, they invariably are impacted by the palpable sense of like energy, happiness, frankly, that exudes from that community is something that we seek to convey in our videos, in our print, and electronic advertising. And once we get them on the hook and we get them there for a site visit, our closing rate is phenomenal.
I'm kind of curious, though. Have you ever been in a recruitment position or in a talent acquisition position and someone goes, what's this Cascadia subduction zone thing I hear about?
I don't know that I've heard that specific question, but sure. I mean, no situation is perfect or ideal. I mean, if you can get 80% of what you want out of a location, a job, a friendship, a marriage, you're doing pretty well.
Right.
And so, you know, we certainly are honest about what may be potentially the drawbacks, but we accentuate the positives and try to mitigate, you know, what their concerns might be.
Dr. MacArthur, you have any stories to share on this, whether it's bringing somebody in or, you know, kind of word of mouth things?
Sure. And I absolutely have been asked about tsunami warnings. That's definitely come up before, especially when the big alarm goes off on that Friday at about 11 or whatever time that is that happens. But I think my favorite, I've had a couple stories, especially with our recruitment of our CRNAs this last couple years. You know, we had a little bit of turnover with that group, and we're just so, it's such an amazing thing to have such a wonderful group again, and the five that we have. I personally had an experience where I'm very fortunate in my family to, I say that I was raised well. I am one of those physicians that am incredibly grateful for the amazing nurses that have helped me to become the physician I am. And my brother was a nurse for a long time and then became a CRNA, a certified registered nurse anesthetist. And he works down in Arizona. And I had mentioned to him that I was really looking for some more nurse anesthetists up here. And as part of his job, he trains nurse anesthetist students. And he had a student working with him that he really was impressed by. And he mentioned to that student that we had an opening here. And that student reached out to me and then through our talent acquisition team and ended up coming here for an interview. And we were able to recruit he and his wife here. He's a CRNA and his wife is a nurse. And they have just been such a wonderful addition to our Peace Harbor family. And just goes to show that you never know who you mention it to that will be the source of that information, of that person that's going to be the right fit for our community. And I'm really grateful to my brother for thinking outside the box a little bit, coming from the desert Southwest, to think that this couple from there might think that moving to the Pacific Northwest was a good idea for them. But they've just come and jumped right in and been such a great fit for us, both as in the anesthesia realm and then also in the nursing realm. And so I think that idea of talking to everyone, making sure you let them know the jobs we have open, and then being willing to talk, answer questions. And like we said, explain about tsunamis and know that life is not without risk, but that there are sure wonderful rewards to coming to a place like this to practice.
Well, I will tell you, coming from the desert Southwest myself, it's not too hard to convince people to come here. It's such a beautiful place to go.
I agree.
Yeah. on this edition of Doc Talk, I'm speaking with Brett Crane, Misty Wadzik, and Dr. Heather MacArthur, and we're talking talent acquisition. We'll be back in just a moment.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
On this edition of Doc Talk, we are talking about what brings people to Florence as far as the hospital realm goes. Talent acquisition, it's a very important part of what makes our hospital great here, and of course, the Peace Health System in general. Brett Crane, Misty Wadzik, and Dr. Heather MacArthur are with us now. How are we working to keep caregivers in our community? It's one thing getting them, one thing they enjoy it here. But, you know, every now and then we do have the winter season. It gets really rainy and people might get a little discouraged during that if they see that. But I guess there's that idea of, hey, just hang in there. Brett?
Well, George, I love this question. But now my passion and professional charge is recruitment. And as difficult and as challenging as recruitment is in modern healthcare, retention is more important and more challenging. And so I would love to hear Dr. MacArthur and Misty's thoughts on once we get the talent there and we do our awful best to get good long-term fits for the community and for the clinics and hospital. But once they're there, how do we make sure we keep them? And I see the data and our attrition rate in Florence is far below the national benchmarks, which speaks very well of success that we're having and not just recruiting people that are a good fit, but reinforcing that they are once they're there. But I very much look forward to Dr. MacArthur and Misty's thoughts on this, given that they are there kind of in the trenches practicing with these folks that we recruit there.
All right, Misty, you want to start with that one then?
Sure. I think one of the biggest things that we can do for retention is really make sure that people are aware of the difference they make for people every day and make their job easier instead of harder. That's when you talk to nurses kind of across the country, they'll say, my job has gotten harder and not easier. And what I got into nursing for was to take care of patients. And I think we've done a really good job here at Peace Harbor of really making sure that what we do is to benefit our patients. And our leadership team is in the trenches with the patients, with our caregivers, with our patients, and really is aware of what's going on so that we can make a positive difference for them, and listening really well to what's going well and what's not going well so that we can adjust, you know, earlier rather than later. You know, we talk with people all the time, whether that's a cup of coffee and just getting to know a little bit more about them and what would help them. If it's, you know, helping someone find better housing or getting them connected with childcare, those are all things that we're doing as leaders every day. And people know when they're cared about by their leadership, and that's something that we do really well at Peace Harbor, I think.
And Dr. MacArthur, I've been involved in doctor shows like this with interviews in places like North Carolina and Nashville, Tennessee. One thing I noticed about being here, and I don't know if it's because of the position I'm in, but it seems like the doctors and people that we're choosing to work here are more accessible as far as on a social aspect goes. It's like I know more doctors here in this small setting than I ever knew in either of the other places that I've done this program. I've interviewed them, but I've never really gotten to know that. Is that something you see in the recruitment that stands out, that these folks are more willing to, you know, be socially involved in the community, and that helps entrench them in here? Entrench, probably not a good word.
But I would agree with that, George. I think that's one thing, as I think about your question, that the willingness of this particular provider group to involve themselves in the community, whether it's volunteering as a soccer coach or being on a board to help with the local EMS group or to be in the Rotary or whatever their personal interests are, a book club, I'm constantly amazed at the willingness of so many to jump in, be part of the community. They seem to come so many of the times, I think, when people come to a smaller community, part of that desire also breeds a desire to be involved in what makes that community special. And I've definitely seen it. I remember one of the providers that we recruited came, and within just a couple months, they were already forming a dinner group and had regular activities that they were doing. And I was just so impressed with how quickly they integrated. Another younger provider had come in and had a mommy baby group that they'd set up very quickly. And another one is involved in making sure that they've got good, sustainable childcare. And so just such a passionate desire, I think, that when you're in such a community that may be a little bit smaller, there is a desire to make a difference. And that speaks volumes about who they are as individuals, that they're here to make a difference, whether it's in the day-to-day care of their patients. It's why it matters to them. And then that almost spills out into the day-to-day of who they are as people in the community. And I think you're absolutely right. They're more approachable in the community setting. And it's amazing to me to see that. I am always amazed by the people who will approach me at a local restaurant or something and
or
say
a hair
hello
salon.
And I'm grateful for that. Or a hair salon, as has happened recently, right?
Yeah.
I think the other thing I would mention is the opportunity to have a voice in whether it's leadership opportunities here at our hospital and clinics. Because it is a slightly smaller facility, there are a lot of opportunities to be in leadership and to be able to educate and to help. And so it really does give many opportunities to those providers. So there's just been a lot of different potential impact mechanisms, whether it's in the community or whether it's in the hospital setting and in the clinic setting. And I just see a lot of people stepping in and making a difference.
Well, and as Brett,
Carla, that is so encouraging to hear you say. I mean, that is very much what we're pitching to candidates is if you're looking to just be another number, punch in a clock, distribute some medical services, and then not truly be invested, Florence may not be the place for you. We are very much couching it as a truly place to be embedded into the community that you're serving. And I love hearing that is what folks are experiencing as they get there. Last time I was in Florence, it was a business trip and it was by myself. And so what do I do at night? I'm in the hotel. I'll go find something to do. I think it was called the Bridgewater. Is there a restaurant there in town called the Bridgewater? Something
yes,
like
is.
That. And once folks they were so friendly and asking me questions, and we asked me what I do and where I work. And once I started talking about Peace Health, people came out of the woodwork to ask really intelligent questions that demonstrated a kind of a commitment and a familiarity and a knowledge of the health system there. And so, you know, what is Peace Harbor is Florence, and what is Florence is Peace Harbor. And I just love to hear what you're saying, Dr. Cartha, that synergy is what's happening, and it's because that's what people that we're selling to. That is what they're looking for. And so I love to hear that they're finding it there.
So I know this is probably not a question you ask a possible candidate coming up there, but I happen to notice this ourselves. Brett, you mentioned earlier about that you see that people that come here see how giving the community is. The doctors and nurses and staff here, I've noticed, without naming names, that they are also financially willing to give back to nonprofits, maybe back to the hospital, the foundation, or other things that are going on there. Is that something that's indicative of the type of person that you pull in through recruitment? Because I don't know that's the same everywhere.
I like to think so. I mean, if you think about the two paradigms in healthcare, for-profit versus not-for-profit, and I want to talk about the latter because that's what I'm familiar with. So to cast no dispersion on for-profit endeavors, the calling of not-for-profit healthcare speaks to me, and I know that it speaks to my colleagues, and I know that it speaks to the folks that we recruit. I mean, the notion that 100% of the quote kind of profit, what's the difference between revenue and cost, 100% of that is reinvested in capital acquisition, purchasing of new equipment, employee well-being. There isn't this fiduciary model where we're trying to extract profit and distribute it to shareholders. Like, I'm more of a corporate model. Nothing against that. It just doesn't speak to me, and it doesn't seem to speak to my colleagues and the folks that we're recruiting. It truly is the kind of the relationship between the health system, our deliverers of care, and the community, that it is a fabric. I think absolutely, George. I mean, it doesn't just speak to me. That is a fundamental of not-for-profit healthcare, and there's a lot to be desired and proud of there.
So, Misty, let me ask you here, because one of the things that we have the opportunity to talk about is someone who's come here, like you said, from Northern California. What is it that brought you here? What is it specifically that you saw or heard about, and what makes you stay?
So for us, my family actually had to relocate after the campfire in California in 2018. And we initially landed in Southern Oregon as the first place we could find housing. But it didn't have the same sense of community that we'd had before. It wasn't, where we wanted our children to be raised and the type of life that we really wanted them to have. We also have a child that has, substantial health needs with really bad asthma and horrible, horrible eczema. And we needed to find a place that we could call home and would feel like it was truly home again after having to uproot and be away from all of our, extended family. That was also going to be a place that our child could thrive and live and be able to breathe easily. And we found that in Florence. The first time we came out here, she didn't need to use her inhaler. And we were just so amazed by the reduction in her asthma symptoms. And we're like, oh, okay, this might be the place for us. And then just talking with everyone when I walked around and I toured, and they were just so kind. People were smiling in the hallways and waving and introducing themselves. And that was the sense of community that we needed so much to heal as a family after so much trauma. And that's what keeps us here. It's home. And that was a huge thing for us, was to find a place that we could really call home again.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. Now, we kind of talked a little bit about this last question here as far as, caregivers' progress, helping, advancing their careers, tuition reimbursement, and things like that. We only have about a minute left. Dr. MacArthur, do you want to add anything to that as far as benefits go?
So we talked about tuition reimbursement, rural tax credit. I think there's a lot of, just trying to think here, the other thing that we do have is, because we're a nonprofit and we're in a rural area, there's a lot of talk in government circles, of course, of meeting that income-based repayment and loan forgiveness. And so we are a site for that. And so we do have several providers in our area who have met that criteria and have applied for loan forgiveness. And so that is one more draw, that we do meet the criteria for that. And so, of course, there's a lot of politics that pulls on those strings, but that has helped us be able to recruit because of that as well. And so at least from a financial perspective, the other thing I would say is that Peace Health is very mindful and has been very responsive in a couple of the different specialties that we have as things have changed with COVID and Medicare reimbursement. It's called the Center for Medicare Services. They have changed reimbursement models. And I've been able to go to my leadership through Peace Health and say, hey, we really need to look at how we're paying this specialty. And could we please look at that, make it more competitive for our rural environment? And have had some very good success with responsiveness to that and making our salaries competitive. And so I'm very grateful to Peace Health's leadership for their being willing to listen and to work with us, and also to our own team members here who helped me to get information together to take to them so that we could have good data to supply them. So it is a team effort, I would say, between Brett's team and then the team from Peace Health on the PHMG side, which is the Peace Health Medical Group, staying responsive to meet those needs so that we can keep those providers and any clinician here who's working employed in a way that's going to keep them marketable and keep them here where they're doing such a wonderful job.
Very good information. I know we went a little long, but since I'm part owner here, I can make that happen. It's not a big deal. But I'd like to thank the three of you for being here. Brett Crane, Misty Wadzik, and Dr. Heather MacArthur. Thank you so much. Great information. And Misty, I haven't met you in person yet, but and unless I was in the hospital last year when you were there, maybe, I don't know. But so I look forward to that too. And thank you all for being here.
Thank you, George. Appreciate the platform.
Appreciate your time.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.